when Simin Shin Hei, we're up to Sif Chaf, we'll be doing Chaf through Chaf Beis. Mutar lo malein Yehudi lachlov behemto b'Shabbos mishum tzab alechayim. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to milk your cows because it is painful for them when they get full of milk. Shacholov mitzara. Avacholov osur bo bayom. But the milk itself cannot be drunk on that day. The same way that the juice that comes out of a fruit is not to be eaten that day. It's all part of Gzeirah d'Rabbanan that the Jew will come to do the chaliva himself. Some say that if the non-Jew is milking for you, Chazal were never matter it. It has to be that you're buying it from him. I mean, like even with Pachas Meshavar Prut, it says give him an apple or something. That the Chazal were only matter in the case of a non-Jew that's chol of Letzorach Atzma. Shalo yenira kachol of Letzorach Yisrael. Now, a similar case is in the case of birds that are being force-fed, where once they're used to being force-fed, they don't eat on their own. So the halacha is you can have a non-Jew go and feed the animals that they shouldn't starve. What happens if there is no non-Jew around? So the halacha is you should better off taking a cotton, and only in the worst case, a gadol. The Rambam writes that if you're cholav l'toch keli, if you milk a cow into a dish, the halacha is that you're chayiv, whereas if you do it into food, it is potter aval aser. The reason why chaliva is aser is because of the malacha of dash. You are taking a mixture of solid and liquid, and you're turning it into solid and liquid separate by separating the liquid from the animal. If it gets put into food, then the milk itself gets a shame of an ochel. So it's considered having separated food from food, not drink from food. In which case, it is not the malach of dash, which is breaking something down into its components. Nevertheless, it is osur midrabbanon. In the case of a non-Jew milking the cow, and you're not paying him for it, where it's actually yours. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is actually to do this, and you can't stop people from doing it, but you're better off having a non-Jew milk into food. This way it's going to be a shvus to shvus. He's doing an Issur d'Rabbanan only. Sifchav Aleph. Gvino she'osis ha'shvachas mi'atzmam mecholav she'yisrael mutar kivin she'enom elam she'yasu. Non-Jews that make cheese of their own accord, the halachi is that there's no iser because you never told them to do that. It's adaita denav sheka ovid. Now the achronim say that if the non-Jew is using the Jew's milk and it's in front of the Jew and the Jew doesn't say anything, that's called adaita the Yisrael. Lemaisa, they're only matir if it's done once in a while. Whereas if the non-Jew is regularly making cheese for you, then it's not adaita denav sheka. It's unspoken, but it's obvious that he's making it for you. Sivchav Beis, mi sheyesh lo nar ein Yehudi v'rochev al abeimah b'Shabbos kishem olicha l'shkosa. You have a non-Jewish kid that takes care of your animals, and he rides the animals to go drink. Ein tzarech lamono. You don't have to stop him. Now, what's the problem here? The problem here is shvises behemto. Shachai nosei es atzmo. Because the malacha he's doing is not a malacha daraisa, because midaraisa chai nosei es atzmo, any human being or an animal that is not considered being carried, they're considered carrying themselves. Now, even though when it comes to a person, we paskin that midrabanan there's an iser, in the case of animals, they didn't aser. Avot tzorach lemono shliitin ole begodov lo shum dovar. But something that's not a chai, and he's using it, that's going to be usher. So you don't tell him, you don't allow him to go and put clothing or anything he wants to carry on the animal, because that would be violating the halacha of shvises behemto. Now, if it has a saddle, say, then that is bottle. But let's say you had something sitting on the animal from before Shabbos, so you have to remove that before he goes anywhere. The one thing is, the one heter over here that we do have, and we'll see this a little further as well, Chazal said that you don't have to stop your animal from going mechutz l'tchum, although you're not allowed to take it mechutz l'tchum. So the non-Jew takes it mechutz l'tchum. If you didn't know about it, you don't have to go inform him that should never be done again.